This is not your time. Can you be quiet?
Shut up. It's gonna cause a problem.
Guys, we're on a show. Come on.
Can you shut up?
Wow, very rude, Mr. Lickley.
Thank you, Nikki.
Sean.
I would say without a doubt that it is B-Rod.
B-Rod. B-Rod. Was it the dreadlocks, the piercings, the discolored clothing?
The body odor. It's all of those things.
Oh, wow.
Eddie, in 2000, you raised stakes, moved to Texas, and were frequenter of your own Bring Your Own Liquor Gentleman's Club. What say you of this time?
I'm sorry, is there a question? What was the question?
Right?
Your experience in Texas.
Well, I wasn't alone, I'll have you know.
I understand you were alone.
No. Actually, there was... What is this?
You're listening to the 28-hour Mikey Marathon.
What is
this? Brought to you by Fox 6 News.
On KIOZ, San Diego's rock station.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m.
Eddie.
I'd be happy to talk about that time.
No.
There was an actual table set up called Mikey's Table.
In January of 2003. January of 2003.
He turned his mic off.
You,
oh, wow. Brutal.
What's going on?
January of 2003, you began employ for a mentally disadvantaged program manager called Gary.
Rude.
Yes, this is accurate.
No, it is.
It is.
Leave Gary alone.
Yes, Gary Schoenwetter.
I'm sorry, Gary. I love you.
Will you shut up? It's not your time.
I don't care. You can't insult
Can
Gary.
Can she shut up?
Why is she still defending
God,
him? He's not
don't
even
know.
Your boss anymore.
Because I like him and he was cool.
Oh.
No.
He made you go get his laundry.
Yeah.
In 2004, the Mikey Show replaced Howard Stern in the San Diego market and enjoyed rapid rise to the top of the ratings that has still not seen its zenith. How then have you enjoyed the ride?
The best part, I think, was getting rid of Boy Blunder so far. For me. I mean, that retard would have cost us our jobs. There's no question about it, but somehow still miraculously got rehired with the afternoon show, and he's renamed Budweiser. But that all aside, I still feel like that was the best part of the ride so far.
Wow. Sky, a very well-documented battle ensued between you and Mikey when he left for Dallas.
Oh, no. Wow, I need to bring this up.
What allowed the bridge to mend?
Well, I
believe... Now that it's her turn, she can't talk.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I believe the day the bridge started to mend was when my friend Mikey called me and, needed my assistance on something and took the time to apologize and say, hey, I've said a lot of bad things about you, and...
I've just been handed a note that said that Mikey doesn't recall doing any of that crap.
Well, that's the way I remember it going down, and I said, thank you very much.
Just handed another note. It says, apparently the two of you remember it differently.
And I said, wow, thank you very much. I have said some not nice things as well, and let's move forward from this point. And we did.
Thank you for your candid.
You're welcome.
Your candid conversation. Ashley?
Mr. Lipton.
The throwing of your friends under the proverbial bus, well document.
Oh,
wait. What?
Why do you choose to save your own skin at the expense of others?
I don't think
Well,
I do
for
that.
Instance, you throw Boston Rod under the bus all the time.
Boston Rod.
No, I speak the truth if he's doing something wrong. And he throws me under the bus, too, so it's actually a two-way street on that
Forum. Thank you. Next question.
Opposite.
Forum?
I didn't know we were in a forum.
Yeah. Ashley, explain the obsession with Cartman.
Hey, this is irritating, Mr. Lepton. This is really irritating because I actually happen to do a lot of voice impressions. For some reason, Mikey thinks that they all sound like Cartman. And
what is your best?
Well, recently it's Borat.
Oh,
my
no.
most recent one that's been added to the list of impressions I
may
can
we,
do.
Don't do it.
May we hear...
My pleasure. Ready?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Buenos. Thank you. That was Borat. Just added to the list of my many impressions I can do. That sounds nothing like Cartman. So... Huh.
Sky. Yeah. What is your favorite and worst part of working on the Mikey show?
Oh, this is not going to be good.
No.
Oh, well, my favorite part is getting to work with my friends and getting to laugh all the time.
Oh.
And Mikey.
What?
And Mikey. All of the best part is getting to work with your friends and Mikey.
Well, I consider Mikey one of my friends, so that he was covered in that group.
Well,
yeah.
New development.
Well.
And the worst part,
so many.
So many things.
Well,
everything else.
my friends and Mikey.
Yeah.
Yes, that is my answer.
Thank you. Very candid.
Right. You're welcome.
Sean.
Oh.
Many a man has fallen victim to the immense beauty of your mother.
Oh, no.
No, you didn't.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Oh, no.
Let's get up in this topic.
Oh, my.
How is it that she is so physically attracted?
Oh, my.
I want to make romance inside of this topic.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Eddie.
Uh-oh. Too far. Too far, Eddie.
Uh-huh. That's my mother.
Too far, Eddie.
Too far.
I'm talking about the topic.
About the topic,
Eddie.
Duh. Anyway, Sean, talk about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, he's not very happy.
I have nothing to say.
Wait, you don't want to speak about your mom? You don't want to talk about your mom?
He's taking his earbuds out.
Wow. Your mother.
Wow.
She gave you life.
Wow.
And now I wouldn't want to do that again. What? Which
okay,
Sean?
Okay. No fighting.
Enough, Eddie.
We're all friends here.
Sean, your fear of germs, also well documented. Explain the acceptance of household pets.
Oh.
Pets are not human beings.
That's weird. That's a weird answer.
You care to tell us more of your thoughts on that?
No.
It is now time to do 10 questions by the great Bernard Pivot.
Oh.
Who is a very famous poet who came up with a sequence of 10 questions, which I will now ask of you.
Yeah.
Not sure why that happened. Eddie.
Yes.
What is your favorite word?
My favorite word?
What the hell?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Ramsey.
Oh.
What is your least favorite word?
Sky.
That is a lie.
You jerk.
What is your favorite curse word?
Easy.
That's not a curse word.
Hang on, I'm not done.
It's pretty long.
Yeah.
For a word.
Right?
Yeah. Sean, what sound or noise do you love? By the way, we're off the air.
We're not.
That can't be true.
We're not on the air.
There's a sign blinking in here that says Rock 105.3 off the air.
What?
Let's just keep going.
That's nice.
Okay. Yeah,
well, whatever. We're enjoying ourselves.
Well, what?
Don't anyone curse, though.
Are we really kind of?
Well, we'll know in a moment if people start to call. Let's just continue.
Okay.
Sean, what sound or noise do you love?
Oh. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Sean, what sound or noise do you hate?
Sky.
Hey! Another lie.
Hey!
Supposed to be honest, right?
You're a bunch of liars is what you are. You're my friends.
Ashley, what profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I would love to be a professional hip-hop dancer. Not a joke. I'm actually a really good... I can actually drop it in rhythm.
So glad you didn't say Baker.
I'm a really good...
Ashley, what profession would you not like to do?
I would hate to do anything in a cubicle. Cubicle jobs.
Sky, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Welcome?
Oh, boy.
Oh. Uh-oh.
The worst.
Sky, what turns you on creatively, spiritually, emotionally?
Turns me on?
Creatively, spiritually, emotionally.
I guess music? I don't know. Is that what you're looking for? Honey baked.
Honey baked.
I mean, honey baked is good.
Lipton, wake up. Someone tap him. Wake up.
Lipton.
Wake up.
Yes?
Sorry about that.
You fell. I said music.
You said you did answer?
Yeah. Music was my answer.
What turns you off?
Foul odors.
Boston Rob.
Oh, yes. Yes, Mr. L.
What is your least favorite word?
Yankees.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Designated hitter for the Red Sox.
Oh. Infuriating.
Right? Or first base.
They usually don't let midgets play first base.
Oh, that is untrue. Yeah. 5'8" and a quarter.
Harsh.
Right.
Finally, Boston Rod, if heaven exists.
Must be a typo.
What would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Go Sox.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
Wow.
Thank you very much. That was Inside the Mikey Show. Truly fantastic. I think we learned a lot.
Yeah.
We learned that Sky is not creative at all.
What are you talking about? I was just answering honestly. I was being honest.
Eddie, come on.
They choked.
I was being honest, unlike other people. And Eddie, there's nothing out the window, so stop it. You're going to have to make eye contact with me sooner or later.
Mikey Show, hello.
Mikey.
Yo.
It's Rolo.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my good friend of over 10 years, Cheeto, on the line. What can I do for you?
Papa Sanchez.
What can I do for you?
I don't want to hear B-Rod no more. I swear to God.
Thank you.
There after work, and I'm going to choke you out. Right?
False. You're going to have to wait a long time if you want to see me after work.
Hey, one day. One day, and I'll be down there, and I'm going to choke you out, all right?
You only have, hey, listen, you only have 24 hours and 45 minutes to wait.
I miss you already, you know that, right?
I know it, you hulk of a man.
What? Hey, have a good night, all right?
Hey, dude, you working tonight or what?
No, I'm off.
You should come and hang and watch the movies with us.
Yeah. I'll be down there.
All right, bro. All right, dude.
I'll bring popcorn for fat people.
There you go.
Show.
Mikey show.
Hey, I was wondering if Sky knows anything. I was hearing something about some chick on The View dousing Rosie O'Donnell with a drink.
Somebody doused Rosie what? O'Donnell with a drink on The View?
Yeah, that's what AOL's saying.
Yeah, View host gets revenge on Rosie.
Put on Channel 10.
Okay.
Yeah, are they on now?
I don't know. This is just... I just opened my AOL and checked my email. Well, saw that. Figured you guys would get a kick out of it.
All right, dude. We'll check it out.
Wow.
Yeah, let's see.
We'll be on at 10.
Let's see if I can give you some details.
That would be great.
Here it is. This is actually a pretty gutsy move. Rosie O'Donnell gets splashed by co-host Elizabeth's best friend.
Oh, no way.
It can't be real, though.
Come on. To be planned.
I don't know.
Let me plug this in.
Yeah, I want to know more. I want to know more.
More.
Give me one moment.
But I want more.
Fight, straight and a gay. Fight.
Wait.
That's not
what is going on right now. No, it's not. No.
That was really strange, man. That was so odd. What he just yelled out. I mean, first of all, that's not even the phrase. It's not even how it goes.
It doesn't go like that.
No. That was awesome. No.
And I don't even want you to say how it really goes, because that's inappropriate, too.
What the heck?
None of it's appropriate.
What the heck?
Sky One says it all the time.
No.
Yeah, here we go.
Tom's. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, crap! What are you doing to my friend?
I just ruined your best.
They accidentally spilled something on her. Oh!
Now what?
It's all in good fun, but it's pretty funny. What happens is they accidentally spill a little coffee or whatever on Rosie. Uh-huh. And she's like, oh, hey. And I guess Elizabeth's buddy is sitting next to Rosie, grabs a cup and goes, since it was already done.
Wow. Finishes the job?
Yeah, finishes the job.
Oh, that is pretty
faulty. It's in the Ken's undergarment. It's right now.
Wow, that's cool. Oh, well, I guess we'll see a little bit more of that later.
So it wasn't a fight.
No, Sean.
No.
It wasn't a fight.
Definitely not. Oh, my
gosh.
Brutal.
Hang on.
It sounds gay.
I have to write Dave the address down here. Okay.
You got that for Dave?
Sky, would you like to amend any of the amends that you've made on your election results?
Yeah.
Sky has been erroneously reporting poll results
again?
All morning long.
No.
Again.
This. No. No.
Eddie, it's okay.
No.
It's okay.
It's not my fault.
Non-choosy San Diegans, listen to Sky.
Stop!
So we went on the air first thing this morning.
Discriminating voters.
And everything on...
People who don't care about information.
I went on the air this morning.
People with a disregard for the accurate.
Those who don't give a rip about facts.
I went on the
air. Those who love misinformation.
I went on the air this morning and reported that Prop 85, the one that had you notifying parents to get an abortion for a minor, did not pass.
Just kidding!
And then we got a couple calls from P1s. They directed us to San Diego County's website, where it shows, if you go to the website still today, the San Diego County website, it shows that Prop 85 did pass. Oh. But we've come to find out that the San Diego County website is incorrect.
Isn't it come to find out?
I don't know, F-Face.
Whoa!
Prop 85.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Man.
Back up.
Prop 85 didn't.
Very nice.
Hey, just load up your plate and let me finish.
Be glad for the food on your plate.
This just in, Dewey defeats Truman.
This just in, Garfield has two more votes left.
I'm listening, Scott.
Thank you. So the final word on Prop 85 is that it did not pass.
It no longer
pass.
Exists.
It did not pass.
Kerry did defeat Bush.
I love hearing that.
So the San Diego County website is incorrect. Oh.
And Randall Duke Cunningham has one.
Very nice.
You're welcome, Ashley.
Oh, man.
She's got those for facts.
Stop it.
It's not my fault if the San Diego County website, their official website, is... I'll send you the link right now. Yeah, okay, now Sean's looking out the window.
Stop it,
here,
Sean.
What do you see out there, Shawnee, oh boy?
Oh, come on.
This parking lot is crazy.
You're such a dick.
Check out there if you can see the result for Prop 85.
It's not my fault. Why don't you yell at the San Diego County website, you jerkies?
Oh, my God.
Rude.
I know. Like, these guys have never made a mistake before.
Oh, yeah. Humiliating.
Well, you're humiliating. Stop it.
Have the poll results for Cucamonga come in yet?
Or is it Cuyamaca?
Well, they both are real places, so I don't know which one you're referring to.
Probably the one in San Diego.
No! Wait.
Losers.
You guys are deep.
Turns out Seattle beat Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl. No, wait. That's incorrect.
You go ahead and have your fun.
No.
Oh, you can't have that happen.
No checking out.
Look what you did.
She can't check out.
You cannot check out of the 28-hour show.
You can't check out of the 28-hour show. She can't do it.
Maybe you shouldn't pile on.
Not an option.
Not an option.
Knock it off, you guys are making it worse.
Not an option.
Yes, flip them off, Sky. That a girl.
Hey, Rock 85.
Eddie.
Rock 85. Oh. Rock 85.
Shut up.
Pass or fail.
We don't know.
I guys are
straight versus gay. Gay. Fight.
You guys are jerks.
Straight versus gay.
Enough.
Mikey show. Yellow.
Turns out slavery is still legal.
No.
In my house.
No. No.
Slavery has been abolished. No, wait. No, it has not been abolished. Slavery has not been abolished.
This just in.
Slavery has been abolished.
Ow. This just in. The South has won the war.
Stop it. Please.
The Confederacy. Okay.
Mikey show.
Hey, I just don't know if I can say a big old happy birthday to everybody in the Marine Corps this week.
Oh, yeah.
Semper Fi.
That's right. Semper Fi.
Yeah, everybody's got their balls pretty much different days of the week. A lot of units are just having them maybe up in Pechanga or downtown.
Where are their balls?
No. They're doing the Marine Corps ball. The Marine Corps ball.
What about
there are various balls going on around.
Oh, wait.
Two for every right.
Family show.
You don't have to make it into something that it isn't. The Marines' balls are...
Two for troop?
Can we try to be mature for like
2 seconds?
I hear
the Marines have the biggest balls in the military.
Yeah. Number five.
Right.
They do a thing called the Marine Corps ball.
Right.
So a lot of Marines' balls are going to be all over San Diego tonight. I mean that normally.
Where are their balls going to be held?
Oh, Eddie!
Where are their balls going to be held?
Yeah, legit
question. She just
legit
said. You didn't, that's not a legitimate question.
Question.
Pechanga and another place.
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay,
now
for the record.
Marines' balls are at Pechanga.
Oh, okay.
Marines' balls are being held in various places, she said. They're having them at Pechanga.
Sounds busy.
Their balls are busy.
Ridiculous. Mikey show.
Yeah, I wanted to request Sky to read Ramsey a pops-up book.
Yes, pops-up book.
Oh.
I have children's stories here all the time. Let's read one right now.
Oh, no.
This one is called...
Oh, please. I don't like...
This one is called... No, where are you going?
Sky,
you must...
Please don't tickle town.
This is a perfect opportunity for me to go to Tinkletown.
You gotta listen to the pop-up book.
I'll be
back. Don't let her go.
Sit down, Sky.
Oh, no.
Miss Cons, what's about Prop 85?
Enough.
This book is called My Little Vote Day.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
Let's open it up. Oh, look at that. Big sign came out and said Prop 85. With a question mark. With a question mark. I wonder what happened, Ramsey?
Oh, I don't want to know.
Let's turn the page. Let's turn the page. Oh, look, the words. Did it pass? Popped up. See, it says, did it pass?
I don't know.
Oh, let's turn the page, Ramsey. Are you excited to see what will happen?
Wait, I can't wait, Miss Scott.
Let's turn the page. Oh, look at that. It's teenage girls smiling. They get to have abortions without telling their parents.
Yes,
it passed. Yes, it passed. Let's see what happens on the next page. Oh, it's sad faced little girls that are very sad.
I don't understand.
It says, now Sky reports it didn't pass.
Well, Miss Sky, you said it did.
That was the other page.
I don't understand.
Let's turn the page again.
You think something else will happen?
Oh, look at that.
Oh, what happens again?
Gotcha. Whoa. That's what it says.
Oh, Miss Sky.
That's right.
You fooled
page
me.
Five says, gotcha.
Fools me.
Let's turn the page again.
Not again.
I was just kidding.
Oh, that's a trick or treat. Oh,
and that's my little boat day.
Oh,
Sky,
that was
glad
a good
you went
one.
Tinkled down, okay?
Yeah, what happened, Ashley?
I don't want to rekindle what just happened.
Rekindle?
Rekindle.
Really?
Recap, whatever.
I don't want to rekindle Grove any of this stuff.
Okay, didn't say that either.
I don't want to regurgitate at all.
I didn't say that either.
All right.
Sorry, Sky.
Oh, Mikey Show.
That's awesome.
A little education for Sky. The San Diego Register site is for San Diego results only. They're not statewide results. That's why she's getting bad readings there.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah.
So when the P1 sent me the link, it was erroneous.
Nah, good thing we're taking it from the P1.
Damn P1s.
Yeah.
Well, I saw it was the San
Those
Diego County official website.
Listeners,
I didn't say that.
Suck.
I hate
they
them with
F
a passion.
Up
I
every morning.
That.
Every time. Yes.
Hello, Mikey Show.
This is P1 Kika, and I want to say that KUSI did announce that San Diego did pass the 85.
Ah, look, surprise again.
Are you kidding?
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Look, that's page number 8.
Oh, KUSI?
Says, look at those words popping up. KUSI popped up.
Oh, it says a pops up of Kimberly Hunt.
That's right. Uh-huh. And it says, boo, boo. Says, got you.
Scares me, Kimberly Hunt.
That's right. Got you again. Just joking.
Oh.
Mikey Show, hello.
Oh, I'm lightheaded.
Mikey Show.
Good morning, Mikey Show.
Good morning.
Hi, this is P1 Shin.
Hi, you're probably wrong.
Whoa!
That's according to Sky.
On that composition or whatever it is. But I was just going to ask you guys, are you guys still getting listeners to come in to watch movies with you guys?
Yeah.
Could I be one of the listeners?
Mm-mm.
Why? What's wrong with Shin?
Well... Listen,
we love her.
Sky.
What?
Let me walk you through this.
Okay, walk me through it, McGwen.
A lot of people want to come in for that. You don't just call and go, hey, so what do you think?
So how does it
hey,
work?
Hey, man.
There's got to be like a good reason. Like you got to have a good reason to let you come in. You know, you got to do something.
I can take pictures.
What?
She said she could take pictures.
She could take pictures. We got P1 paparazzi could take 900 pictures for us.
Oh, maybe they're nude photos of her.
No. Come on.
She is a pretty girl.
P1 Shin? Oh. How do you know P1 Shin?
Shin, didn't we meet at the P1 bowling event in Oceanside?
Yes. Thanks for remembering,
guys. Oh, you're welcome.
Is she Asian?
She's a very nice girl.
Is she an Asian girl?
Yes.
That's right. Is Shin your last name?
Carano.
It's her first name. She what just did gave she you say? Her last name.
Oh.
Oh. Her first name is Shin?
Yeah, my first name is Shin.
What does it mean?
Well, Shana means my
ball
parents
right above
about
your
spider.
Foot.
No, Sean. That's not, no, it's not probably not what this one means. It probably means something different. What does it mean, young lady?
Wait, say it again?
What does shin mean? I'm bored.
Uh-oh.
Shin, call back later. We might give you the opportunity to come in, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Just call in and say, hey, can I come in?
Yeah.
Can't do that.
She's thinking.
Would we like to quiz Boston Rob?
Let's hang on for
we'll
a
do
second.
That later?
Yeah, because I think David Tell is going to be calling in right now.
Oh, nice. Oh yes.
I love him.
Had a lot of big guests today already. We've already talked to Chris Cornell, Pablo Francisco, Carson from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Did Inside the Mikey Show. It's already been a pretty big show. Mikey Show, hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I want to tell Mikey that my balls were up at Tango last night. I had a good time. And also...
What happened?
Yeah, did something go wrong with the phone? Or,
yeah, we must have got cut off on mistake or something.
Oh, maybe a bad reception area on a cell or something.
Right.
The People's Choice nominees have been announced. Sky?
You don't want to guess? You just want to hear?
Sure. We could guess. I say Michael Chiklis.
Well, I mean, don't you want me to
good
give you
guess.
The category first, and then you can guess who's in the category, or...
Yeah. Who else?
Bobby Young.
Well,
Bobby
no,
Young in there?
That's Bobby Kernel's real name. That's no. not...
Ray Fiennes.
What about Ray Fiennes?
Oh,
do you
guess.
Want me to give you a category, and then you could guess?
Suzanne Summers.
Okay. Well, I guess you
Russell
don't want
Robertson.
To, I guess you don't want to do it that way.
CCH Pounder.
What are you? Hey.
Legitimate guess.
That's not a legitimate guess.
Yes, it is.
For what category?
Best friend.
Mike.
Best African American on TV.
Yep.
Brenda Vaccaro.
Ooh.
Oh. Mike, please, you're the captain of our ship.
I'm
you're here to hold it together,
we are giving
dude.
You answers of who we think may have been nominated for People's Choice.
But I haven't even given
Fred
you a...
Fred Travellina.
I didn't even give you a category yet.
Absolutely.
Great voice, man.
All right, give me a category.
Okay. Best female...
Brenda Vaccaro.
Nice.
Favorite female movie star.
Hines Ward.
F.
Female.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Plaxico Burress.
Plaxico Burress. Female movie star, Julia Roberts.
No.
Julia
Reese
Krause.
Witherspoon.
No and no.
Candace Bergen.
No.
Audrey Hepburn.
Well, you...
Judy Garland.
Grace Kelly. Brenda Vaccaro. Dave Attell.
Suzanne Plachet.
Yes, is Suzanne Plachet nominated for
right,
a female?
Mm.
David Tell?
What's up, man?
How are you?
How's the marathon going?
It's going good.
So far, so good.
Yeah, we're doing all right so far. David Tell, by the way, is going to David Tell live at the Brea Improv.
Yes.
Friday, November the 10th, 8:30 and 10:30 are the shows. Then Saturday, November 11th. 7 and 9 are the shows.
Awesome!
And if you want tickets, go to improv.com or the Brea Improv box office. I want to get that out there. My brother used to live in Brea.
Glad to be going back there. It's a good town.
Mm-hmm.
The club is just, it's right next to the Old Navy, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do a little shopping and get a laugh. I think it's great. A
pair of cargo shorts and... See David Tell.
Yeah,
that's
what
right.
not? Yeah.
I like it.
Flip-flops and tube-tops.
Great. One-stop
hey,
shop.
Dave?
Yeah?
Do you have a MySpace account?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
You do? And is it? I mean, how does that work for you? Is it a great way to kind of keep in touch with listeners? Or, I mean, not listeners, but fans of yours?
What are you, my grandpa? MySpace? You don't know about MySpace?
I'm telling you, man.
It's the new Scientology.
I'm telling you, Dave, everybody in the world but me has a MySpace page.
Why not?
My wife, she thinks that it's a, you know, place where people are hooking up.
Well, she's right, but, I mean, it should be, but, it, you know, no. Yeah, every comic has to have one now because we, you know, we think that's how you, you know, you get the word out.
Right.
And, you know, it's a lot of work, but, but for every hot woman on there, there's 10 more shemales. So got to really be very choosy.
How often do you update your pictures?
Never, I guess.
Really?
Oh, my.
You never update your pictures?
Yes.
Huh? That's interesting. I would have thought that you. I would have thought you'd be all over that, kind of giving new pictures of nude dates and all that kind of stuff.
Nude dates?
Well, that's you and your wife thinking.
Nude dates is what I said. Yeah. Nude. Hey, what's your take?
Yeah?
Go ahead. No, I was going to ask you, Dave, what your take on Britney and K-Fed is.
Well, first of all, you know he's just going to hook up with the next young, you know, starlet. Because I guess his job is to leave children all over America.
Yeah. Kind of true.
That's his real job, and rapping.
But he does it well.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we make a lot of fun of him because he's a douchebag.
Whoa.
But...
Yeah.
But listen to this. Listen to this.
You mean he's cleansing and helpful?
Yes. But listen to this. This actually doesn't sound half bad. It's not that bad.
Yeah, he's all right.
Let's get something to smoke. And pour me a glass of privilege to wet my...
It sounds like Snoop Dogg, though.
Now I know why she broke up with him.
Hey, by the way, congratulations. You were just named one of Entertainment Weekly's 25 funniest people in America.
Hey, well, congratulations for getting on my site.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you.
You've appeared on HBO, Late Show with David Letterman. Yeah. Late Night with Conan O'Brien, Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Rhyme.
Everybody Loves Raymond. You are the writer and host of Insomniac with Dave Attell.
Right.
And I'm just going off memory here, but the Los Angeles Times says, quite simply, it's foul-mouthed, sophomoric, tawdry, and incredibly fun, combining the elements of Trump.
It sounds like you're reading that.
Yeah. No, I'm going off memory.
Did you
memorize
that?
Yeah,
memorize
this. This is just, I'm going off memory here, but these are some pretty nice accolades.
Weird.
Pretty sweet.
Yep, I've done my time. Now I'm retired.
That's
nice.
Right. That's
no
right.
No better place to relax than at the Brea Improv.
When can we get you, Dave, to San Diego?
Guys, I was just down there. I did a Catholic college, I believe, about 3 or 4 months ago. It was Cinco de Mayo, so going head-to-head against the devil's holiday.
Wow. Were you really at a Catholic college?
Yes.
Wow.
Which is very cool, though.
Well, listen. Get people down to your show, man. This is going to be at the Brea Improv, and it's Friday and Saturday.
Guys, I think that's really cool that you're doing this marathon. How many hours in are you?
We just started, man. We started at 6 a.m.
Oh, boy. And how long did you go?
We got 24 hours, 30 minutes. 24 hours, 20 minutes to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dave, you got any Insomniac?
Dave, you got any Insomniac
advice for us?
Yeah.
Well... I would start drinking the Jaeger now because that's a sweet drink. That'll give you that kind of jolt, get you through to the afternoon, and then hit whiskey once the sun goes down.
There you go.
Then a little meth.
That will really charge.
A little meth. Yeah. Tied in.
Wow. Let me tell you something. If I take your advice, we're really going to make radio history.
You all can do it.
There you go. Dave, thank you very much for coming on the Mikey Show.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate it. Sometimes I have a good chemistry. Sometimes it's Dave Attell. You know, they can't all be winners. I'm talking when he's talking when I'm talking.
They can't all be listenable, you know?
That's right. Some of them are unlistenable.
Just like that one.
That wasn't fair.
It wasn't?
No, it was.
No. Okay. Oh, all right.
Eddie, you know what I want to do?
What do you want to do?
Mikey Show questionnaire.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be fun.
All right.
By the way, all of the Hall of Famers are waiting already.
Wow, they're 20 minutes early.
Yeah, they're 20 minutes early. They're all here. They're all ready to go.
That's why they're Hall of Famers.
That's right.
All right.
How is Mikey's show questionnaire going to work?
This is Sky's bit, so I'll let her kind of explain.
Let me tell you something. Let's give credit where credit's due.
Yes.
Whenever we do the 28-hour show, which Sky came up with the idea of doing the 28-hour show. When we do
you
the 28-hour show, we do the 28-hour show, we have a series of meetings about the 28-hour show to come up with ideas. Sky's got great ideas.
Always
got really good ideas.
Yeah. Thank you.
So this is one of your ideas. It's the Mikey Show questionnaire.
Yeah. So
if it sucks, it's your fault.
Okay, that's right. Thanks. No pressure. So yeah, so basically we all got a piece of paper that has five different questions on it. You write your name on the top in the space provided, and then you answer the question. And you, the only acceptable answers are one name of a person on the Mikey Show. And then after we all fill out our questionnaires, which will take us about 2 seconds, we'll hand them to you, Mikey. And then you can review them however you want. You can go by, question number one, what everybody answered, or you can just go through all of Sky's answers. Or you can just touch on the ones that you think are interesting. So it's up to you what, is revealed.
So I'm just going to reveal these various facts, and we talk about them.
Yeah, or you can turn it into a game if you'd prefer, where you give the
question.
You
know me. I need you to tell me what to do. I can't.
Producer, what do you think's better, turn it into a game?
No. I think it's interesting. I think it's just, it's a social experiment to see who on the Mikey Show would do what with each other. So in other words, like a sample question is, who would you want to most have as your roommate on the show? And so Mike has one person to answer. Sean has one person that he can answer, and so forth, and why, and then you'll ask why once we turn in these questionnaires.
Cool.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Ooh, some of these are tough though. To commit.
They are really tough.
Yeah.
I don't.
These are great, Skye.
Yeah.
These questions are great.
Yeah, kind of tough. Yeah, okay. I don't want to commit to any of these answers. So pick just one.
It's so hard.
It should be committed.
You're committed.
You're committed.
Fill out your thing.
Girl.
Jackholes.
Gosh darn, this one question's really got me, man. Can I read what the questions are? Or should I wait?
Done.
Should I wait?
Oh, teacher's pet.
I'm taking Eddie's.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. I can't answer. I don't know who to answer this question.
Wow. Oh. Nuts.
There's two I can't commit to.
Oh, okay.
Just glad Boy Blunder's not on the show anymore.
He?
Well, he'd be my answers for everything.
Not cool.
That is cool.
He would be your answer for everything?
Yes.
Oh. Wait, why are you shaking your head no and sticking out your tongue?
What?
That ain't cool.
You're not cool.
That's true.
Eddie.
Yo, homie.
I'm looking at me and yours.
Yeah.
We answered each other, I think, kind of on the same ones.
Well, I mean
very close.
20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I think I know how I kind of want to do this.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to say who it is, Eddie.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me what she said. Okay? It's Ashley.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to give you the question, and I want you to tell me what she said.
I'm guessing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Eddie, who on the show did Ashley say she would live with?
I would probably say Boston Rob.
That's correct.
Wow.
More closest to her age. They hang out a lot already off the air. That's my guess.
I have them all in now?
I got what?
Oh. Whoa.
Look at how slow he moves.
Dude.
Look how slow he moves.
He's trying to move fast. Look, it's cute.
It's cute.
He's not trying to.
Whoa.
He's trying.
You're moving so quick, you're at a snail's pace.
That's right.
Sky.
What's up, G?
Who would Ashley call first if she were in a car accident?
Eddie.
That is incorrect.
Whoa.
Ashley would call B-Rob if she was in a car accident.
Whoa.
Why? Why?
Yeah. Surprising.
Yeah.
Because I talk to B-Rob on a pretty normal basis, and he's pretty good about picking up the phone when I call, and he also kind of lives in my area. Okay, that doesn't really apply, but I don't know. I just feel closest to him. So in a crisis, I would probably...
It does make sense he lives close to your area, because if you were in a car accident, he could take you home easily. It's close to where he's going.
Yeah, and he just, I don't know. I'm pretty close to him. Like, I kind of would turn to him for that. You know what I mean?
B-Rob, who did Ashley say she would borrow money from?
Eddie.
That's correct.
Really?
She would go to you to borrow money.
I'm broke.
Now, the next question is, who would you go to for advice on work, relationship, financial? So you can add a different person for each one. Eddie, who did she say she would go to advice for on work?
It could be either me, you, or Sky.
That is a far-out question.
I'll say Sky.
Incorrect.
Oh.
She would go to you for advice on work.
Yeah, we have a lot of conversations about work.
Yep.
Who would she go to for advice on a relationship?
Maybe you.
You are correct.
She likes to talk to you a lot about her relationships.
I think he's very wise when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Sky, who would Ashley go to for advice on financial stuff?
I think it's either me or Eddie. So she hasn't mentioned me yet. So I'm going to go Sky.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yep. You guys know me well. Wow.
Skrill. Okay. Not necessary, Sean.
Very necessary. Not
necessary.
And
apropos.
And the fifth and last question, Sean. What did Ashley say? Who would she call if she were arrested?
I will say Eddie.
That is incorrect. She would call B-Rod.
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense with the whole car thing.
Right.
I wouldn't want Eddie to know that I got arrested.
The next questionnaire. The next questionnaire I have is that of Eduardo Pantomano.
Mm.
Oh.
Weird.
Is that a new member of the show?
That's Eddie.
Oh.
My full name.
Oh.
Sean.
How do you do?
You're welcome.
Sean, who did Eddie say he would live with?
You.
That is incorrect. He's already lived with me. He would live with B-Rod.
Wow.
Two for two, B?
I almost said that.
Yeah. Really? Me and Mike we've lived together many, many different times. And he's a great roommate. It's nothing against Mike. It's just at this point, I think that, like, Mike is kind of a different guy now. I'm kind of a different guy now. And I think me and B-Rob would watch the most things together on TV and hang out the most and, like, go out and drink or whatever. So I would probably say Rod at this point.
Yeah.
Sky?
Rob.
Yep.
Who would Eddie call first if he were in a car accident?
I think that would be you, Mikey.
That is correct. Ashley.
Yo.
Who would Eddie borrow money from?
Gonna have to see you, Mike.
That is correct.
He's got the most of it. Yeah. Duh.
No brainer.
Gimme.
Skrill.
Sky, who would Eduardo Pantomano?
Ah, okay.
Thank you.
Go to for advice on work.
I think this is a no-brainer that it would be you, Mikey.
That is correct.
Okay.
Sky, who would he go to for advice on a relationship?
Ooh. Me?
That is correct.
Wow.
Whoa.
Shocking.
Sky, who would Eddie go to for advice on financial?
I think that's either me or Sean. I'm going to go Sean.
That's correct. It's kind of creepy the way Eddie and Sky are, they know how the other thinks. If anything, they know how the other thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Why Sean, Eddie?
You are kind of goofy with money.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's true.
I'm not being a jerk.
True. I would never go to me for financial advice.
No.
I'd look at you like, why are you even asking
me? Right. Yeah, and it would be, and the kids, they're young and they don't make a lot of money, so they wouldn't really know what to do with it. And it did come down between Sky and Sean. And I think when it came to financial matters, I actually may feel more comfortable talking with Sean about it than Sky.
Is there a reason? Is it a guy thing?
It may be. No. It may be.
Sexist.
Totally.
B-Rod.
Women nerd.
Who would Eddie call if he was arrested?
My gut says to say me because I kind of know the system, but I...
True.
But I'm going to say you, Mikey. Huh.
That is correct.
Pretty easy.
Mine is next.
Ooh.
Oh, hello.
Oh, well, hello.
Miguel Esperanza.
Oh.
PhD. Sky, who would I live with?
Ashley.
Yeah, definitely. Oh,
Sean, is that your phone?
Sean.
Oh, it might be. It is.
Who's calling? Oh. Who's calling?
Oh.
I mean, come on.
I know.
Hi, Phone Bronner.
Look at him digging through his knapsack.
There's
pockets
in here.
Oh, gosh. Who is it? What was that?
Who was it?
Let me see. It's my wife.
Oh, Gina.
She doesn't know what you do, though, right?
Something make a noise?
She didn't know what you do for a living.
Yeah,
no,
happened,
she's unaware.
Oh, come on. She misses you.
And this is playing. My notes.
His wall and stuff. Like, he wouldn't even have that.
I must have hit that earlier by accident.
I know, I hit mine too when I took it out of my pocket. It was recording.
Dumb. So weird.
There's gas passing on it. It's ridiculous.
Nice.
Okay.
Look at that.
Sky.
Yes.
This is my questionnaire.
Right.
Who would I live with?
Ooh. See, it's definitely between Eddie and Sean. But I think just like Eddie said in his answer, you guys have kind of changed and whatever. And I think it would be Sean.
That would be you. No, I'm kidding. It would be Sean.
Why is that funny? It would be Sean.
That's
ridiculous.
Stop it.
It would be Sean.
Yeah.
I am only interested in asking Sky every one
Ooh,
of these questions.
Do it.
Why?
I won't be offended.
Yes.
Sky, you're one for one.
No.
See how well you know Mike.
Sky.
Yes.
I'm going to take a guess that she gets them all right.
So now the pressure's on.
Who would I call first if I was in a car accident?
Eddie.
That's correct. Who would I ask to borrow money from?
So again, between Sean and Eddie. I'm going to go Eddie.
Correct. Who would I go to for advice on work?
Eddie.
That is correct.
Oh, I would have said Sean.
You and Eddie are lovers.
Okay. That was not necessary.
That's accurate. That's
We've
true.
Been friends for 20 years.
And lovers.
Who would I go to for advice on a relationship?
Mm-hmm. That's easy.
You think? A relationship. Sean?
Yes.
Wow.
These all come down to Sean and Eddie. Okay.
You guys are exactly alike.
Who would
What was
did
that?
You just do?
Why did you do that?
Sky, who would I go to for advice on financial?
See, this is between me and Sean.
Tough.
See, like, lots of times it's me because I'm here and Sean's in San Francisco, but I think if Sean was in the room, you would go to him first.
Again, the question is, who would I go to for advice on...
I can't think it out. I can't think about it. I just have to shout out answers.
On financial. By the way, I love this game and I want to play it all the time.
I think really that good. We should post these answers on the website.
Absolutely.
We'll give them to Colonels after
I
we're done.
Was throwing them away as we were going along. But,
nice.
Colonels, come in here and get the ones in the garbage.
Yeah, jump in the trash. Yeah.
They've got gravy on them.
Okay.
I'll get them.
Dig in the trash. Come on.
I don't want to ruin my streak, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say it would be me.
You are correct.
Wow.
That's creepy.
Oh, wow. Woo. Okay.
Sky, who would I call if I were arrested?
Eddie.
That is correct. You got them all right.
Holy crap. You guys are lovers.
Wow.
You're the lovers.
Yes.
You guys love it.
We're in love.
Hey.
Next up is Sean.
This could go a lot of weird directions.
Eddie?
I think I have very
first of
sound
all,
thinking.
By the way, Sean's, we have to scan these.
Oh,
what? Because it looks like he wrote them with his feet.
Well, I had this, I had a pen.
It was a left-handed pen.
No, it was in a jar over there, and obviously someone had used it before me.
Is that why you broke that out?
Yes, I doused it.
I doused
it with the hand sanitizer, but I don't want to really get
so
into
odd.
It with this pen, so I...
Well, you may get AIDS.
Shut up.
You freak.
The next one is Sean's. Eddie, who would Sean live with?
You.
Correct. Who would Sean call if he were in a car accident?
You.
Correct. Eddie, who would Sean ask to borrow money from?
It's between you and Sky. I will say you.
Wrong. You.
Really?
Wow. Yes. Please
why,
explain.
Sean?
Please.
I have this thing with Eddie where it's like we're boys. Or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like we have that sort of guy connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel most comfortable that way.
You would feel most comfortable asking him.
Yes, I would.
That is far out.
Wow. I wouldn't get much, but...
Not even when I die, really, to be honest.
Wait.
You could ask, though.
Thanks.
Not true, Eddie. You helped out
Johnny. We are going to continue doing this, but we have breaking news that's pretty big. Donald Rumsfeld is stepping down.
What?
Dude.
Ashley,
no.
You didn't just ask who that is. Sean, what are you doing? Where are
Wait,
you going? Sean just
I
angrily,
you
angrily,
said
angrily
you guys.
You said there's no stupid.
Angrily took off his headphones and walked out of the studio.
Ah, Sean, he's
in there yelling at her. He's in there yelling at her.
Wow.
Bobby Kernels took a picture.
Let's listen to ABC News as they break into the Rachel Ray show.
Fragrance of it is fantastic, and it really is spicy, fast.
I know they break in.
And that's a great combination.
But I want the recipe.
Yeah.
Need a few red pepper flakes in there. Some
need a few red pepper flakes.
A couple of teaspoons of that.
We have been speculating for the last 45 minutes or so about what the White House might mean when they said today that the president, in his 1 o'clock Eastern news conference today, will have a significant announcement. The Associated Press is now reporting that Republican officials say Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld will be stepping down. The Secretary of Defense has been a controversial figure, obviously, ever since things began to go badly in Iraq. A lot of people criticized him even at the time that coalition forces went into Iraq, because a lot of the military people said they didn't have enough forces to do the job properly after the coalition forces had been able to move through Iraq. And
I have to say something.
What?
I've been reading a lot of Newsweek lately, and I've been reading a lot of stuff. I do believe that this job was above Donald Rumsfeld. It had gotten away from him. I think that he was using... It was a lot of pride involved. And I think that there were some high-ranking generals who were saying, this isn't the way to do it. And so I think that it will probably be exciting to see somebody new step in, see what happens.
Subsequent to that time, there's been a lot of controversy about just how many troops we needed there to do the job. Rumsfeld has been controversial, as I say, in military circles and civilian circles, and now the Associated Press says he is stepping down. We're going to go to Jonathan Carl, ABC's correspondent.
I never trust a guy that has a first name for a last name.
Yeah, two first names.
Two first names is not all right.
At the Pentagon, John, a lot of people thought this might come after the election, and indeed now it does.
Absolutely. You know, this is something
that has been talked about for a long time. As you know, Charlie, Rumsfeld has twice offered to resign. Both times those offers were not accepted. But in recent months, the pressure has grown and grown on the White House and on the Secretary of Defense to make a change in the civilian leadership here at the Pentagon. You've seen a parade of retired generals come out and say that Rumsfeld must go. You had six Republican candidates in six of the most important races yesterday campaign by saying they thought...
There you go.
Wow.
To Donald Rumsfeld to step down.
Dang.
That's crazy!
Any news yet on who's going to replace him?
No, not that I've seen. I mean, all that, you know, like when I was just on CNN.com, it's just like a breaking news banner. So, I don't know.
Okay, let's
get
back.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either, but Sean finds it funny. Right. So.
Let's do this.
You're listening to the 28-Hour Mikey Marathon.
Brought to you by Fox 6 News.
On KIOZ, San Diego's rock station.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m.
I just yawned. Is that a cause for concern?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was surprised.
To see me yawn?
Yeah. I feel great right now.
So this is when we'd be ending the show, getting ready to wrap
getting
it up.
Getting ready to.
I wouldn't say that I feel great right now, but I think that later in the day, I think I'm going to feel a lot better.
This questionnaire has kind of pumped me up. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right. Let's keep going.
Okay, Mikey.
We got 24 hours left, by the way.
Oh, shut your mouth. Now I don't feel as good.
We're in the middle of Sean's questionnaire. Sean said he would live with me. He would call me if he were in a car accident. He would borrow money from Eddie. Sky, who would Sean go to for advice on work?
You, Mikey.
Incorrect. He would go to Eddie.
No.
Absolutely.
Sean, that's not
Sean.
True.
Absolutely.
You can't lie on the questionnaire.
I'm not lying on the questionnaire.
Sean,
why would you go to Eddie?
I've had a lot of discussions with Eddie about work before. I think he has a lot of really solid common sense when it comes to, obviously, radio. But also dealing with, you know, dynamics of individuals and things like that.
Oh, I'm in shock.